Now let's move on to tenant rights in Troy. We are joined today by Caroline Nagy from Troy DSA. Caroline has a broad background, including a law degree, and is active on many issues. Notably, Caroline has been outspoken in support of making Troy a sanctuary city. Caroline will be giving a presentation and workshop on tenants' rights at the Oakwood Community Center on Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., sponsored by the Democratic Socialists of America. And that's what we're here to talk about today. Welcome, Caroline.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's get that mic maybe a little bit. There we go. Okay. You know, usually when we do these interviews, we have a whole sheet of questions to rely on and fall back on. And we just figured, since we've both been tenants and I've worked as a property manager, that we should just kind of throw that out the window and see where this whole thing leads. So why don't we start with, though, what is motivating the Democratic Socialists of America to sponsor this event?
Sure. Thanks. So basically, what we've seen here in Troy is that housing issues are a huge problem for many people who live here. The majority of people who live in Troy are renters, and yet there are actually not very many resources for renters or a lot of laws to protect them like you might have in larger cities in New York State. And so we decided that maybe the first step would be to host a Know Your Rights event, which we're doing on Wednesday of this week at Oakwood Community Center. And the reason that we decided to do that was to basically just see who all is out there in Troy who's interested in learning more about tenants' rights and who's interested in working to improve conditions. What we've seen in Troy is a large number of evictions. If you ever go to Troy Court on Thursday morning, there's a big line of people. And, you know, the evictions happen pretty quickly. It's like people are in front of the judge for maybe 30 seconds, and then that's it. They're out of their home. In addition to that, just walking around some neighborhoods, you can see that we have a lot of buildings where renters live that are in really poor condition. So housing conditions and getting landlords to appropriately take care of their rental properties is a huge issue. And this also has to do a lot with having a large number of out-of-town landlords who don't particularly care necessarily how, you know, what condition their buildings are in. They don't shovel, they don't deal with trash, they don't make repairs. And obviously this impacts not only their tenants, but also their neighbors and everyone who lives here and has to deal with that. We've been walking around canvassing and talking to people on the street about this event. And once you say something about, oh yeah, we're concerned about out-of-town landlords, everyone, you know, has a story to tell. Everyone has a property. I mean, I live here. I have a property, you know, that I live by that, you know, I see the trash, I see the snow, everything, you know, and it's really frustrating. And then the final issue is, in some parts of Troy, we're starting to see, you know, a renewed interest in people moving here and living here, and that's driving up rents quite a bit in some parts. In downtown Troy, you can see rents that wouldn't be too out of place in Brooklyn, New York. So these are all, you know, a number of issues, and I think it's going to become an increasing concern. So we really need to get together, I think, as a community and address how we want to deal with the issues here. So in addition to having a guest from United Tenants of Albany come and give a presentation, a sort of a Know Your Rights presentation, hear your rights, what to do if your landlord won't make repairs, what to do if you fall behind on your rent and you need a little help. But then also just things, basic tips about how to get your deposit back. And then additionally, we're going to have a guest from the Housing Justice for All campaign, which is working across New York State to make some legal changes and reforms to improve tenant protections. And that includes things like having more protections, more automatic right to lease renewal if you haven't, you know, done anything wrong, and a number of other reforms, which I can go into. But That's why we're doing this. That's why we've been out canvassing. That's our interest in this issue. I think it's a really important one. And I mean, not just in Troy, throughout the country. Ultimately, housing is a human right. And the way we treat it, especially in New York, is that it's, you know, it's an investment vehicle first. And so we think we really need to sort of put some more weight on the scales and have more protections for tenants.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple questions percolating in my head. One of them, it's from the beginning of your description when we were talking about a housing court, basically, and people just getting tossed out on their ear after a very quick hearing. My own experience, and granted this was in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which may have a different flavor to it, but a lot of times tenants were given a longer leash to allow for them to recover and make up back rent and that type of thing rather than just getting forced out. And that was a recognition by the municipality that you're just creating more problems if you create an entire family or multiple families that are homeless. So I guess I'm wondering whether your description is wholly accurate in terms of people just getting tossed out on their ears or whether there's more of a process for people.
Well, it all depends, really, I think, on whether your landlord wants you out or not, or whether they're willing to make some kind of arrangement. The other issue is one of an imbalance of power.
Mm-hmm.
Very few tenants can afford to get an attorney. And Troy doesn't really have any dedicated legal services specifically for people in Troy. The Legal Aid Society of Northeastern New York does represent a small number of tenants who have eviction cases, but it's a real drop in the bucket compared to the number of people. So, you know, in the situation you're talking about in Cambridge, there's wiggle room, there's, you know, room to negotiate. A lot of this happens because you have better protections.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're just one person who, without a knowledge of the law, and you go to court and let's say you fell behind on your rent, there's really not a lot of protections out there for you right now. And without having an attorney to represent you in court, you're not really going to be able, you're not even going to know if you have any grounds to try and negotiate on. Getting legal representation, you know, really makes a huge difference because they can say, wait a second, you know, did your landlord give you the right notices? Is this by the book? You know, what about this? What about that? Let me talk to their lawyer. Let's see if we can make a deal. But that doesn't happen for most people.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it seems like, yeah, there's just not a lot out there to help.
Hmm. So I've rented most of my life in Troy. I've been here for about 14 years or so, but I'm now happily a homeowner in Lansingburg. For the entirety of the time that I've lived here, there's been this looming specter of gentrification and displacement. There's a ton of municipal resources being put into the downtown through the Business Improvement District, and things have become much cleaner, much nicer, a lot of investment, a lot of capital flowing into downtown, and with that has had a number of very large housing complexes. And what I noticed was that the vast majority of those complexes cater to the top 5%-ish of the possible renters in Troy. And they're going up by, you know, hundreds of units at a time. Like the News, which used to be the old Troy Record building. And what was explained to me from someone that lived in Brooklyn was that as these large housing structures go up and they produce lots and lots of housing, but it's only to the top 5% of the market, that what that does is two things. One, it brings richer people into the city to rent those luxury condo style spaces, but also it allows for renter or landlords in the surrounding area to be able to argue that their commensurate rent for their space has gone up because the median value for the block or the area has gone up. And so people seem to not want to displace Trojans. People also want to have really nice stuff and allow for capital to inflow. And it always seemed to me that rent control is so obviously the silver bullet. So am I right or am I wrong? And either way, how would we go about trying to establish some type of rent control?
Well, there's a lot there. So I think, so I lived in New York City for 10 years before I moved to Troy, and I was a renter and a housing activist there. And actually now in Troy, I'm also a homeowner. And I think when it comes to displacement and gentrification, you know, we're in a pretty different situation than Brooklyn in that I think right now Troy has, you know, Troy has room for a lot more people. We have a lot of, Troy has good, you know, a lot of older buildings, a lot of vacant and abandoned buildings. This is a city, you know, that once had a much bigger population than it does today. So I think that's good news because there's room to attract new people. There's room to attract people, you know, from the region, more immigrants, which is, you know, something I would like to see here, especially to get some better Mexican food, to be very shallow for a second. But I think, you know, the when you start getting a lot of new development, you know, other property owners, the dollar signs, you know, start to glimmer in their eye. And so they start to think, well, if this brand new luxury construction with like granite, you know, counters and whirlpool tubs or whatever can get, you know, $2,000 a month for a one bedroom, maybe I should try. And I mean, I think, you know, first of all, you have to have enough people who want that. And so that's going to be an issue here in Troy with all these new buildings coming up. I actually think there's going to be a lot of competition among them to try and attract the type of people who, you know, have the means and desire to spend that much on rent up here when you can, you know, get lesser prices elsewhere. But with the universal right to counsel, the Housing Justice for All bill, one of the parts of it is to actually allow different municipalities to opt into having rent control. Or actually, I shouldn't say it's not rent control, it's rent stabilization, which is basing your current rents, kind of using that and then giving yourself a certain percentage increase every year, which is set by a local board. Passing this bill doesn't mean that Troy would get rent stabilization because it just means that Troy could opt into it. So if we pass this bill, which is, you know, being considered in the legislature right now, then, you know, we'll have to have a conversation here in Troy about, you know, what do we want? How much do we want to protect people? Is it in our interest to have tenants be able to stay in place even as rents go up around them? I say yes, because this is, you know, I mean, we want to have diversity here. We want to have people from different incomes. We want to have racial diversity. And so one way to do that is to have protections for tenants. Another is actually what you just mentioned, having home ownership and giving means for lower income people to become homeowners is a really great way for them to then, you know, have stable housing, because when you're a homeowner, your housing costs, at least your mortgage, you know, taxes, it's something stable and predictable. And so that's a way to help keep people stay in place. And there are actually a lot of good resources for homeowners that you can access through TRIP, unlike renters, where there is not a lot right now.
So we're just about out of time. It's interesting that you brought that up, because I was going to say that maybe one of the solutions is to have it like TRIP is optional, but if there's a mandatory landlord's responsibilities, that might do a little bit. But thank you for joining us. And I just to reiterate, you're going to be presenting at the Oakwood Community Center on Wednesday from 6:30 to no 6 to 7:30.
Yeah.
And I certainly will try and attend. So thank you for joining us.
Looking forward to having you. Thank you so much for having me today.